Alleluia, cariando di via, scirono la mahalia, bevigando coria, papà, papà, andiosi, e papà, 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 tede, che varia, papà, riandava la mattarina, andava la gottoria, la papà, riandava 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 la Babansoa, Lebro, Coparia, Paparia, Bacatelea, Lecoria, Paparia, Tariandria, Coria, Taya, Nene, and Anaman, Coria, Tarada, Bahia, O Le Mante, Bacush, Tandelia, and the Mohosaya. We glorify your name, Jesus. We magnify your name, Jesus. Lebro, Cotelia, and the Manso, Yadanamasa, Yadanam. Be lifted up, be lifted up, be glorified, 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 Good morning to all that is coming in on this morning. Good morning. We welcome you in onto this morning. We welcome you in to this atmosphere. We welcome you in, hallelujah, to this atmosphere that is conducive for the Spirit of the living God. We thank God for all of you that have joined us on this morning. And we ask that you open your Bibles to Psalm 3. Let's open our scripture on this morning. Hallelujah. Let's be led by the scriptures on this morning. Let's turn to Psalm 3. Psalm 3 on this morning. Hallelujah. Yes. Psalm 3. This particular psalm is attributed to David. Hallelujah. And in your Bibles, it may say a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Amen. And so that setting lines up with the crisis that was recorded in 2 Samuel 15 through 18, chapters 15 through 18. There was a crisis that was going on. For those of you that are just joining, we say good morning, grace and peace to all of you. Amen. We're going to dive into the scriptures. Amen. On this morning, hallelujah, as we set ourselves up to pray from the perspective of God on this morning. And so we're in Psalm 3. The writer of Psalm 3 has been attributed to David. Amen. And in your scriptures, it may say when David fled from Absalom, Absalom was his son. And you can find that in 2 Samuel 5, chapters 15 all the way to 18, where David was forced out of Jerusalem. He was betrayed by people close to him. I'm sure that some of you can identify with that. Hallelujah. He was surrounded, come on, by fear. He was surrounded by loss. He was surrounded by uncertainty. Have you been in a predicament where you were forced out? You were forced out, amen, of situations. In his particular case, he was forced out of Jerusalem. Good morning and grace and peace to all of you that are just joining in on this morning. We are in Psalm 3. For those of you that want to turn with me in your scriptures on this morning, we are setting ourselves up for prayer on today, praying from the perspective of the Word of God. Amen. We're in Psalm 3. And so David was in 2 Samuel, which is one of my favorite, 1 and 2 Samuel are two of my favorite books. Amen. David was forced out of Jerusalem. He was betrayed by people that were close to him. Come on, see if somebody identify with that. He was surrounded. He was surrounded by fear. He was surrounded by loss. He was surrounded by uncertainty. And so David, this is his perspective. He speaks as a king under pressure. He's not posturing. He is praying in real time. And so the psalm, you're going to see that it moves from panic and public shame to a settled trust. Come on, this is some of us. Then it goes into a direct request for God to act. Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit of God.
Yes, God.
Oh, Father, thank you. And then it closes with a broad statement about how salvation works. This is a very personal psalm. It's not private, but it's very, very personal. David's faith is anchored in who God is.
Yes, God.
Even while his circumstances are loud, David's faith is anchored in who God is.
Yes.
And then the psalm, it ends with Selah.
Yeah.
Which functions like a pause. So it gives space. Come on, we got to give space some time to weigh what was just said. Letting the words land. Come on, when we say Selah, we got to let the words land before we move forward. So let us read Psalm 3 on this morning. You can follow me as I'm reading. It says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me,
yes,
my glory and the lifter up of mine head.
Yes.
Verse 4 says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Then it says, Selah. I laid me down and slept. Come on, that's been some of us. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Verse 7 says, Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly.
Yes.
Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. And so you're seeing in verses 1 through 2, you're seeing pressure multiplying. And the enemy targets your confidence in God. Yesterday, I'm sure that many of you felt the pressure that was being multiplied in yesterday. There were a lot of things that were happening around us, some things that were happening in us, some things that were happening in our mental capacity, right? There was pressure that was being applied on yesterday, being multiplied in many cases. I had to call my own cousin yesterday and just vent about a pressure that I was feeling on the inside of me. So David opens up by naming the reality that he currently was in. Trouble was increasing. Opposition was multiplying. Come on, we've been there before. But then it gets more personal. People are not only attacking him, they're speaking over his soul, saying that God won't help him. Come on, have we been there before? Right? And I want you to see this, because sometimes we think it's only us. This is a very common strategy that you see in Scripture. The attack is not only against your life. It is against your expectation
Yes.
That God will be faithful to you. Did you hear what I said? It's not just against your life. It's coming, the pressure is coming against your expectation that God will be faithful to you. You know he's going to be faithful to others, but will he? You're silently in the back of your mind saying, God, are you going to come through for me? So the warfare is aimed at your hope. Can we get a little personal on this morning? And so we're going to pray right here. Right in up and through here in Psalm 3, verses 1 and 2. Hallelujah. We're going to pray right here that the truth of what is rising against me, what is coming up against me, I refuse to allow it to consume me. The reality of what I'm seeing around me, I refuse to let it minimize my hope. Can we pray that this morning? Hallelujah. And speak that over our lives, Father. I bring you the truth on this morning of who you are. I bring you the truth, Lord God, of what is rising. Come on, y'all, pray with me on this morning. I bring you the truth of what is rising against me on this morning. I bring you the truth of what my situation is, oh God. I bring you the truth of what I received on yesterday. I bring you the truth of, Lord God, what my mother is dealing with. I bring you the truth, Lord God, of what, Lord God, of what we received in the mail yesterday. I bring you the truth, oh God, of what, Lord God, the different testimonies and the different, Lord God, diagnoses, Lord God, that were brought before me, God. But today, Lord God, we're declaring, Lord God, that we refuse to minimize what you already see. We refuse to minimize, oh God, what we already know. Every voice that is speaking despair over my soul, we say, Lord God, that it is judged now in Jesus' name. And every sentence that contradicts your covenant, Lord God, we declare that it is silent in the name of Jesus. We're praying this morning, oh God, that lies lose their power, lies lose their volume. Lord God, let imitation, oh God, intimidation, Lord God, lose its effect, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we're praying, oh God, that our inner life comes back under the rule of truth. We know what we are currently seeing. We know what we are currently experiencing. Lord God, our children are being challenged. Our children, Lord God, it seems like they're going in the opposite direction, that the more truth we give them, Lord God, the more they oppose it. Lord God, there are things that are rising up against my faith. There are things that are rising up against my body. There are things that are rising up against my money. But I refuse to minimize what you have already seen. I refuse to minimize what you already said. And God, we speak against every voice of despair. Lord God, every voice that is spoken over our souls, Lord God, we declare today that it is judged in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're declaring today, and we reject the verdict of the crowd. We reject the verdict, oh God, of the crowd, and we receive the verdict of heaven, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Lord God, on this morning that you establish our heart in confidence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're declaring on this morning that your help is not distant, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your faithfulness is not fragile, that you are near to us on this morning, that you are near to the brokenhearted, oh God, that you binding up our wounds, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, and we say, let God arise and let all of your enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. I need you to concentrate in that right now. I need you to concentrate in that right now, because some of you are standing right now in situations that they are around you, they're surrounding you. Some of you are experiencing situations right now that are multiplying around you, but you need to begin to speak on this morning that you refuse to minimize what God has already saw. You refuse to allow those things that are rising up against you to minimize your hope. You refuse to allow the voices of despair, hallelujah, to get you into a place where you don't believe God anymore. Come on, we are speaking judgment against every voice of despair, against every voice of intimidation, any voice that is louder than God's voice. It is being cut down now in the name of Jesus. Come on, begin to speak to your inner man on this morning and command your inner man to rise and follow the truth and be ruled by the truth. Be ruled by the truth. You're going to reject what the verdict of the crowd is, and you're going to agree with the verdict of heaven on this morning. Does anybody agree with God on today? We are receiving the verdict of heaven. We are refusing what the naysayers are saying, because our hearts are established in the confidence of our King. Our hearts are established in the confidence of our God. Our hearts are established in the confidence, hallelujah, that He has given us. Hallelujah, through His word. Your God is not distant from you. Your God is near. Hallelujah, and He is close, and He has already told you that He will never leave you, nor will He forsake you, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, your God is faithful, your God is true, your God is your helper, your God is your protector. Hallelujah, and He shall honor, hallelujah, you on today, He shall honor. Let's look at verse 3. Hallelujah on this morning. Yes, let's look at Jesus. Verse 3. Amen. It reads on this morning, but thou, I love this part, O Lord. Hold on 1 second. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me.
Yes, God.
My glory and the lifter up of mine head. That's what it says.
Yes.
God is not just limited to being your help. He is your protection. He is also honor. And He is restoration of your posture. So David turns with a single word. Come on, we got to practice this. That changes the entire atmosphere. He brought his situation to God and said, God, this is what's happening. I received a notice about my house. I received a report from the doctor. They're threatening to cut this off. They're threatening to take away my insurance. This is going on. My children are going the opposite direction. All manner of evil seems like it's coming up against me. But then he says, but thou, O Lord. He doesn't deny the enemy. What he did was he recenters on God. He calls God what? A shield. Which means God stands between David and what intends to harm him. He calls God my glory. God. Which means David's honor does not ultimately come from opinions of men. It doesn't come from his reputation. It doesn't come from his position. He calls God the lifter up of my head. That speaks to restoration of his dignity, his courage, his direction. A lifted head. Come on. What does shame do? It pulls your head down. You're looking down. You're feeling low. You're feeling depressed. You're feeling oppressed because those enemies are spewing that poison on you that make you feel low, like you have nothing to live for. You start thinking, I'll be better off dead than alive. Nobody's going to miss me. It's just too much. This is what we're saying. But God is the lifter. He begins to lift your head up so you can see. And so on this morning, let's pray into verse 3. on this morning. God is not just your helper. Come on, he's a shield. Father, we thank you this morning that you are a shield around our mind. You are a shield around our name. You are a shield around my family. You are a shield around my assignments. God, we're praying on this morning, oh God, that you let every fiery dart that has been aimed at our identity, that has been aimed at our endurance, Father, Lord God, that has been aimed at our purity, Father, Lord God, we're praying on this morning, oh God, hallelujah, that you, Lord God, put a stop, Lord God, to these things, Lord God, before it lands, Father. Be our glory today in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, that we are not chasing the approval of men. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, that we are fully dependent on what you have said, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we are fully confident, Lord God, of what you have spoken over us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that we, Father, know, Lord God, that you protect us. Let your protection, oh God, continue to be active and intelligent and complete. Place your authority, God, between me and every intrusion that seeks access through fear, through fatigue, through distraction, through compromise. Let nothing pass that you have not permitted for my refinement. God, we ask you this morning to guard our thought life so that our mind does not become a landing place for accusation. Protect, Lord God, our thought life so that our mind does not become a landing place for despair, for suspicion. Lord God, let every pattern of mental warfare, may it be interrupted at the root, Father. Let every fiery dart that is aimed at their identity or their endurance or their purity, may it be stopped in the name of Jesus. Let the enemy lose its timing. Let the enemy lose his leverage. Let the enemy lose his accuracy in every attempt that he comes up against me. We thank you, Lord God, that he is losing sight of us in the realm of the spirit. He won't be able to pick our sin up in the realm of the spirit. We cancel the assignment of confusion. We cancel the assignment of condemnation and perversion. We reject every voice that tries to rename us, God, that tries to reduce us, that tries to rewrite our obedience. Come on, somebody needs to say, rewrite my story, God, in my mind, because some of you have narratives that are in your mind about situations that don't line up with the truth. And so, Father, we're praying this morning as we're rejecting every voice that tries to rename us, as we are rejecting every voice that tries to reduce us. We're asking you to rewrite our obedience, to rewrite the story, Lord God, that we tell ourselves in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak over our conscious mind, over our subconscious mind, over our unconscious mind, over our history. Come on, we plead the blood over our body. We plead the blood over our boundaries. We plead the blood over our territories. And we declare today that holiness becomes strength in me. Holiness becomes strength in me today. Be our glory so that we don't chase approval in the name of Jesus. Lord God, so we don't fear disapproval. Let us be free from the tyranny of being misunderstood, and let us be delivered from the need to defend ourselves to people who are committed to misunderstanding us. Anchor our value in your verdict, oh God. Lord God, keep our motives clean, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Teach our hearts to serve without the performance, oh God. Teach us, Lord God, to lead from a place, Lord God, of confidence. Teach us to remain faithful without needing to be affirmed every second of the day, Lord God, by every voice in the room. We are already affirmed by your word. God, lift our heads out of shame. Lord God, someone that's dealing with heaviness, oh God, Father, be the lifter of their head. bed. Lift them out of confusion. Lift them out of, Lord God, heaviness. Break the back of heaviness off of their life. God, replace it, oh God, with the weight of the oil of joy. Lord God, replace it, oh God, with the garment of praise, with a sober mind, God. Restore our spiritual posture, God, so that we can stand upright in prayer. Hey, God, we the Shekeia. Lord God, may we stand upright in our decision making. May we stand upright in our conversation. May we stand upright, oh God. God, we're praying this morning that you would strengthen us to stand upright with integrity, oh God. Let integrity govern our private life and our public life, oh God, with the same consistency. Give us clean hands and a pure heart, and let our yes be yes and our no be no, God. Oh God, we the Andusalaka Andi and the Nama Aya, make us steadfast in her, oh God, and in the Anshaya, make us steadfast, Lord God, not only in your love, but make us steadfast, Lord God, in faithfulness, in true truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and how we see you. We want to be steadfast in how we see you. Hallelujah. I'm going to read one more verse. I'll finish this up at the noonday hour. I pray that you all are being blessed by this psalm this morning. Let's look at Psalm 3, verse 4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 3, verse 4. I cried unto the Lord.
Yes.
With my voice. And he heard me out of his holy hill. Sometimes our cries are so weak to the point that we can't even get it out. It's just on the inside. David said, I cried unto the Lord with my one voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. We need to know this morning that prayer is not a coping mechanism. It is contact with a listening God. God has the ability to hear all of us at the same time. Whether we are speaking in the language of the earth, in our case, for many of us, it's English, or you may speak other languages of the earth, of men. He's able to understand every single word we are speaking, whether it is all of us speaking at the same time, he hears. Or even if we are praying in the spirit, he hears every single one. Every single one. David says he cried out with his voice, and God heard him from his holy hill. The holy hill points to what? To his throne, to his rule, to his set apart authority. David does not take confidence in his emotions. He's not grounded in his emotional state. His confidence is grounded in God's responsiveness. He prayed, God heard. Come on. Come on. And that becomes the basis for what comes next in verse 5. We're not going to go into it today. We'll do it later. He prayed and God heard. Sometimes when I'm in prayer, I will say, Father, incline your ear unto me. Hear me. God does not hear. He's not listening to everyone. He's not hearing every prayer. Huh? Father, hear me. I prayed, he heard. So let's pray into that as we close this prayer on today. Father, Lord God, we call on you on this morning. We call on you, Father, with faith. Father, we thank you that you hear us, Lord God, even though we're praying all together. We thank you, Lord God, that each individual, Lord God, that is lifting up their voice unto you, you hearing them, Father. Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, that you are the living God who hears, who answers, who acts. And we come to you this morning with reverence and confidence. And we refuse to pray as though your ear is uncertain or your arm is too short. Lord God, we pray, God, this morning, oh God, that our words be clean, that our motives be pure. Lord God, let our requests be aligned with your will, God, so that what we ask becomes agreement with what you already intend to accomplish, God. Let your authority answer what human authority cannot fix. Where systems fail us, oh God, where people stall on us, oh God, where influence cannot reach us, God, where conversations can't resolve things for us, Father, we ask you to speak as judge and as king. Let your throne settle what has been contested. Let your dominion confront what has resisted correction. We ask you to overrule every counterfeit authority that has been operating in our space, that has been operating in our mind, in our home, in our assignments. Let every illegitimate claim be revoked by the power of your word. Lord God, let your holy rule interrupt cycles that have been repeated, patterns that have been lingering in our lives, oh God. If there be any weights, oh God, that try to become normal in our life, Lord God, we lay aside every weight, oh God, that so easily beset us this morning. Lord God, we're praying this morning that you would break delays that have fueled our, Lord God, that has been fueled by distractions and sabotage in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're praying this morning that you break delays, oh God, that have been fueled by fear. I was talking to Jamise the other day, and there was something that she didn't realize that happened on her job. She got laid off last year, and she didn't realize that they still had her still employed, and they still had her in a position. It was like she was in a limbo, and there was one thing that the Lord began to highlight that a door needed to be closed. Hallelujah. And sometimes we don't realize that the reason why, hey, I feel God in my soul, the reason why there's a delay, because there's things that are pushing against, hallelujah, our destiny, trying to sabotage our destiny. Distractions are the delay, or fear is the delay, or resistance is the delay. But we're praying this morning, hallelujah, that whatever is fueling it, in the name of Jesus, that it be exposed. Whatever, Lord God, is hiding, may it be brought to light, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you are a deliverer. Thank you that you have the copandaya, le cabrite, libra anda tika purie. God, I thank you, oh God, on this morning that you're bringing to light what has been concealed in motives, in agreements, in documents, in conversations, in intentions. Lord God, let darkness lose its advantage. Let darkness lose its pace. Let darkness lose it in the andora. Slow it down, God, and bring it to naught. In the name of Jesus, let truth, God, come forward. In the name of Jesus, we ask for you, O God. We ask for a ruling today from heaven. We need a ruling today from heaven over every contested area of our life. We speak over our health today, over our mind, over our household, over our finances, over our marriages, over our relationships, over our call, over our obedience. Let your verdict settle every dispute. Let your verdict settle every dispute. Let your verdict settle. Come on. Pray that.
What has stood against your relationship with your children, the thing that has stood against your relationship with your sons, with your daughters, let a verdict. Let a verdict settle every dispute. Mambanda, what has tried to sever ties with your family in the past. We thank you, God, that a verdict is coming out of heaven that settles every dispute. Hey! Father, send your word into the places where I can't go. Hallelujah. We send the word. Let it accomplish, God, what it's been sent to accomplish. As we're praying this morning, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that dispatched help, it is ordained by you. Counsel is ordained by you. Connections, oh God, we thank you for clean connections in the name of Jesus. As we're sending the word on this morning, oh God, we thank you, God, that the word is doing the work. It's going into places and rooms that we cannot go. It's accomplishing what we can accomplish on our own, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that your word is lifting the confusion. It's making the atmosphere conducive, oh God, for us to be faithful. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that heaven is highlighting us today. Oh God, in the marketplace. Heaven is highlighting me in the marketplace. Heaven is highlighting me as a trainer, as a teacher. Heaven is highlighting the product that I sell. Heaven is highlighting, hallelujah, the thing that I carry. Oh, heaven is highlighting my mentorship. Heaven is highlighting the work that I do. Heaven is highlighting my clothing line. Heaven is highlighting it. My hair business, my nail business. Heaven is highlighting my catering business. Come on. Heaven is highlighting Amureba. Let the atmosphere shift. If it's heavy in there, it becomes light when I walk in the door. If it's complex, it becomes ordered when I walk in the door. Establish your justice, oh God. If there's imbalance, God, I thank you, God, it's coming into alignment. Oh God, establish your unity, oh God. In the name, if it's fractured, it's got to come together. If it's unstable, it's got to be made stable. I won't stand on shaky ground, Father. Stabilize it. Stabilize my emotions. Stabilize my expectations. All my outcomes, oh God. They are stabilized in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We receive your ruling. We receive your intervention, and we receive more grace. Hallelujah. More grace to carry, God, what you've released unto us today. And when we carry it, we carry it with humility, and we carry it with obedience. In Jesus' name, I pray, and I thank you. Come on, somebody glorify the name of Jesus on today. Hallelujah. Somebody glorify the name of Jesus on today. Somebody lift up your voice and give him glory. Come on. Come on. God demands a response. He demands a response. Hallelujah. What shall your response? What shall you render to God for all of his goodness, his mercy? What shall you render? What shall you bring before him? Will you bring before him a thank you? Will you bring before him a I love you? Thank you. Glory to your name. Come on. What shall you render unto your God today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Lift up your voice, people of God. You are no winner. You are not weak. You are a strong nation. Hallelujah. A nation of warriors. The banner of the Lord is over your head today. Ah, Hallelujah. I'm going to give way on this morning. I really sense, I know she's going to be caught off guard, but I sense the Lord. I pray that she's in a position to speak. Stacy, I'm calling you forth on this morning. What do you hear the Lord saying to you on today? Thank you, Father. Unmute your line on this morning. Even if it's one word, what do you hear the Lord saying in this moment? I'll wait until she's able to get to her phone to unmute.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't have anything.
Sit. Before you say you don't have any, you have something. It's there. Calm your mind and speak what you hear the Lord saying this morning. Whether you hear it, whether you see it, whether you feel it, whether you sense it, you have more than just one sense. Hallelujah. Do you feel a confidence rising? Do you feel truth surrounding this atmosphere? What are you sensing in this moment?
I just get one word, reposition.
Okay. Reposition. And what do you feel when you hear that word reposition?
When I hear reposition, I see two things. The best way I can kind of describe it is like if you're doing if you're doing an exercise or doing a motion that someone is guiding you or, you know, and you've been doing it a certain way and you think that's the way that it's supposed to go, and then someone comes in and it like adjusts your body to kind of give you the right posture, the right I could think of, like, if I'm like at the gym and I'm with a trainer and I'm, you know, maybe doing a squat and I'm doing it a certain way, but he comes in and say, no, adjust this, reposition that, you know, so that I can get a better outcome of the exercise. I can get what it's supposed to target in the
exercise.
That's
so good. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yes.
So,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
That's good. It's kind of like, you know, someone coming, you know, I guess in this case, the Holy Spirit coming in and where we thought it was supposed to be a way or supposed to be a certain thing, how we were supposed to do it. He's repositioning us, saying, no, this is the way. This is the way that we're supposed to go. It's the thing that we're supposed to do, and bringing that readjustment.
Yes. Very good. Very good. Very good. Repositioning. I love the example you use as the trainer comes alongside you when you're doing that exercise the wrong way, or you might be doing it maybe 80% right, but not all the way. And he comes, he or she comes and adjusts you. I love that example, and gets you right in the right position so you get, she said, so you can get the best outcome. And that's what God has been doing us every single day that we have been in 60 for 60. God has been repositioning. Have you noticed that even in your own private time with God, that there's been a repositioning that's been happening with you? Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you so much for coming forth on this morning in such confidence. I'm going to release the prophets this morning to come. Because Prophet Shan is here, Prophet Zipporiah, Prophet DeMarcus, Apostle Fash, you can come at this time. Even if it's not a word that you hear, you can release, even if there is a testimony that you have, or you know, whatever you want to share this morning, feel free to come.
Amen. I just want to thank God for the pour and the release this morning. Psalm 3 is actually one of my favorite psalms in the book of Psalms. It's one of my absolute favorite. It's one of my go-tos when I'm having moments. And I do believe that this is a season where God is teaching us how to remain upright while also being surrounded. And what you've given us this morning helps us to understand that the opposition is real, but that's really not the point. The posture is the point. And Psalm 3 reveals that God is not first addressing what rolls against us, but he is addressing how we stand while it surrounds us. And so I believe the Lord, and I hear the Lord actually saying that he's not removing the pressure just yet, because he's using it to reveal his government over us. And I just want to thank you for allowing me to share.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? I'm going to open the line for anyone that would like to come forth with a testimony. If you were blessed this morning, you're more than welcome. Anyone that's here on this morning, before we close, we of course know we're going to meet back here at noon. But for those that are new here, we welcome you. We thank you for joining us. Whoever invited you to the line on this morning, we thank God for them. And we thank God that you accepted the invitation and came on the line. The line is now open for anyone that would like to share on today.
Grace and peace. Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, Mommy. I would like to share and just give a testimony. I have been on, some of you know, some of you don't, but I've been in the hospital and had some health issues that had to be addressed. And I did not know, going from December into January, that my primary care doctor, both of them, and even the office itself, was no longer going to be in my insurance network. Now, I needed to see specialists. I'm among family, so I can be, you know, just open. I had some issues where I needed to see some serious specialists. I needed to see a neuro-ophthalmologist as well as a neurologist. And the only way to see them, because a neuro-ophthalmologist is very far and few in between Dade and Broward County, it takes not only just a referral from the doctor, but you need pre-approval even to make an appointment. They won't even give you an appointment without a pre-approval from the insurance. And I I've been calling and calling. I had an appointment from the hospital. The hospital referred me. I had an appointment from the hospital the day before I was supposed to go. I received the call, and all it said was, "We're canceling your appointment." And I was like, "I'm sorry." Like, I had to ask why, and they said, "Oh, our doctor doesn't take your insurance." And I was like, "But this appointment was made 2 weeks ago." Nevertheless, they canceled it, and I started trying to look for neuro-ophthalmologists, and there were none inside my own network. I have Simply Health, none whatsoever. The only ones that came up was at Baskin-Palmer at UM. and they won't even put you on the schedule unless your doctor faxes them pre-approval for them to get payment before. I went to the doctor and sat there, and while I sat there, gave them all the information, and then they came and said, we can't, the doctor can't see you. And this is a doctor that I've been with for over 10 years because he no longer takes your insurance. He's no longer in the network. And I was just there at the end of December because I did a follow-up after I left emergency. And everything seemed to be just like, it just seemed like it was just resistance. It was resistance everywhere, just resistance. And even as Apostle was saying, and as she was speaking about different areas of resistance that many of us may feel or may have been going through. The more I prayed and cried out and at home for my grandkids, it seemed like the more rebellious they became. Like they were coming into agreement with the resistance. They became just more rebellious, and things were going on that were attacking health and home, and in your mind. You know, your mind start saying, okay, now, God, I know you say, I know you cannot lie. I know what you said. But your mind will start to make you focus on what you see and what you sense more than what you believe. So, yes, I just thank God for this, actually, community. I thank God that I do have a spiritual family that knows how to hold up. Because, you know, the strong and bears the infirmity of the weak. And as just humans, we all have had weak moments. So I thank God that we are a people that really love God. And God has taught me how to really love people. He's even teaching me how to really love people. And I'm grateful for that because that's an area that I've always prayed for. I don't want a superficial love. I don't want a circumstantial love. So nevertheless, I say that when I was explaining to Apostle what was going on, and she stayed encouraging, she was like, we're going to believe God. Notable testimonies, this is what God said. She began to declare clear pathways. She even offered to help. Let's see if we can get some help with this insurance, see what's going on. At this last minute, I called simply yesterday. First person picked up the phone. The lady was sweet as all outdoors, and she understood exactly what I wasn't getting from the doctors and from the other places. This lady was like, that is so unfair. These are serious specialists you need to see. Time has been lapsing. You can't do that. Usually what they do is they send you a link or they send you a list of doctors that are in your network within your mile radius. This lady stayed on the phone, told me to hold on. She called the doctors, and she said, I'm going to find one for you. She found me a doctor who was still receiving new patients and willing to see me. I was just grateful at that. She was like, we're going to get you in. But resistance showed up again. Got off the phone with her. I had to call and make the appointment myself. The gentleman that answered the phone told me when I called to make the appointment, asked for my insurance number and said it's not there. He does not see that I have Simply insurance at all. And I just got off the phone with Simply. Simply is the one who found the doctor and said that told me the doctor office is waiting for me to call. He was very rude, nasty, resistance again. Ma'am, like I said, I don't see it. I say, let me speak to someone else. I can't transfer you. I asked to speak to a supervisor. Hold on and wait. Very nasty. I was texting Apostle. I know I'm not tripping. I just got off the phone with the insurance company. But the doctor said, I don't have insurance. Like, it was just resistance, like to cause frustration, to cause the enemy was trying to just use frustration and distraction just to make you, you know, just bring you into a place where you almost agreed with, man, just forget it, you know, just forget it, and getting frustrated. And I was like, no, let me call. So I called Simply back while I was on the phone with him. He put me on hold for almost 15 minutes, hung up, and Simply, the lady said, can you put me on three-way because I don't know what's going on. We are the insurance company, and I see you're active. this man, when I was texting Apostle everything, and she was like, no, we come against this resistance. We come against this. We declare clear pathways. The same man called me back. And God did just what he was said he would do. But he came back. He called back with a different posture. He called back, and it went from, like I said, to ma'am, ma'am. I wouldn't even let him talk at first, to be honest. I said, sir, don't talk. Let me connect you to three-way. Hold on. Somebody want to tell you something. And when she got on, he was like, ma'am, ma'am, I'm sorry. I apologize. I found you. It wasn't my fault. It was the system. The system would not, I could not find you anywhere in the system. That made me think about when we were having issues yesterday with getting onto the prayer line, the systems, how the enemy was trying to cause resistance and cause interference in systems. Because I believe, as Apostle had said, and I reiterate, that we make traction in the spirit, because resistance wouldn't be rising if we were not opposing the very kingdom of darkness itself. The enemy only fights, the enemy only disturbs what he's afraid of, what is causing opposition against him. So if we were not doing anything, if we were not making any traction in the spirit, there would be no need to bring up so much resistance and so much opposition against us. So I thank God, and I pray that this testimony will help encourage anyone else that may be facing something or going through something, because at times that's all we have is each other's testimony, when it's hard to believe for ourselves when we're in the midst of dealing with what we're dealing with.
Amen. Glory be to God. I'm smiling ear to ear. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
I'm sorry. And I got the appointment. I got the appointment. And I can choose.
You got the appointment.
I got
the appointment. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We thank God. Amen. She got the appointment. God has clear pathways for this situation to be overseen by the best of doctors. We declare it in Jesus' name and get to the root of the matter. And we just give God glory in advance for what he's doing in not just your life, but in the lives of God's people. And she's absolutely right. Amen. Systems were being interrupted left and right yesterday. Verizon had a whole shutdown on yesterday. Amen. And that is no coincidence. That isn't just, oh, you know, system shut down, you know, these things happen. No, 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 no. There's a rumbling and a tumbling in the realms. Oh, yeah. We're not the only ones praying, baby. There's reinforcement going on. As we're praying now here, there's someone on the other side of the world that's praying as well. We see what's going on in Iran right now, how they are killing Christians. Amen. It's happening. Hallelujah. They are literally beheading and killing Christians. That's not something that, you know, it's something you just read in a book. It's happening right now, the level of persecution that's coming up against the church. But God, you better know that God is with you. Don't be fooled because you see that happening, because the Bible tells us that persecution shall come, and there will be some martyrs. There will be some that will die for the cause of Christ. They will not bow to the gods of this world, even if it costs them leaving, having to translate from here on into the internal realm. So we give God glory for every testimony that's here. Is there anyone else that would like to come and share before we close? Amen. Well, we love you. More grace. Hear you back here at noon. God bless you.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace. More grace.